Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 30th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal remains the same, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, in place by our founders, brilliant, and the solution to our problems. The checks and balances are one of the most brilliant pieces of the pie when it comes to the proper role of limited government. What's falling apart? The people flat out are not engaged in preserving liberty, that's all. But we can restore the republic. We don't believe in revolution. We do think restoration is the greatest solution for America today. We have problems, but we're still the best country on the face of the earth. Not because we, as people, are better than anybody else, but because the principles put in place by the Almighty, through our founders, a wonderful blessing, ladies and gentlemen. And don't lose sight of that reality, regardless of the problems we have. Preach, this is the best country on the face of the earth. Pray hard to where God will smile down upon us. Live so that he will do the same, and then work as hard as you can to defend liberty for you and your next generation. All right, welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. A quick recap of yesterday's show starts now. Supreme Court mandates gay marriage recognition nationwide. That's worldaffairsbrief.com, Joel Skousen. Why gay marriage is superior to normal marriage, asks Politico. They're off their rocker, by the way. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage will not alter doctrine on marriage. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints also wrote an incredible in-depth article, which we read in its entirety on the broadcast yesterday, The Divine Institution of Marriage. The summation: marriage is ordained of God, and we have no business changing God's laws. The doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will not change because of government or man. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints also wrote 20 years ago in 1995, The Family, a Proclamation of the World, articulating the divine nature of the family, also defining proper roles of family members. Brilliant documents available now. The Supreme Court's marriage ruling is a shocking abuse of power and will never be accepted, says Christian Newswire. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, Sam Bushman comes out of the gate swinging, says Salt Lake City becomes ground zero in the culture war. I'm going to say it again. Sam Bushman says Salt Lake City will become ground zero in the culture war. The battle rages on. The push back begins. The marriage ruling is lawless, says Joseph Fair of WorldNet Daily. Boy, is he right on that score. HRC, that's the Human Rights Council, and the World Congress of Families will both be in Salt Lake City coming up this October. The World Congress on Families has been around for a long time, standing for traditional family values. A variety of religious organizations and non-governmental organizations, etc., coming together to stand for one man, one woman marriages, traditional families, children being welcomed into that marriage with a right to a husband and a wife, or a mother and a father. The HRC, the Human Rights Council, the biggest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender organization, is going to come and try to upset the World Congress on Families event in October in Salt Lake City. They're going to come a couple of days early and start their convention. The HRC out of control, but the battle rages on between these two groups. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker issued a statement in support of the, quote, Inclusive Families Conference put on by the HRC. The Southern Poverty Law Center wants you to know it is important to call out the World Congress of Families as a hate group. So they got Homeland Security in bed with the Southern Poverty Law Center saying the World Congress on Families is a hate group. You got the HRC, backed by Salt Lake City's mayor, coming to town to upset the World Congress of Families event. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been a member of the World Congress on Families for a long time. Okay, this is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. Serious business indeed. The FBI Homeland Security is issuing an Independence Day terrorist threat warning, says Russia Today. Is it a coincidence that when we back gay and lesbian sodomite agendas, perversions of true marriage, that all of a sudden now we have a terrorist threat for the 4th? When was the last time you heard of a heightened terrorist warning from the FBI on the 4th of July about a threat, huh? Is it coincidental? I think not. White Americans are a bigger terror threat than Islamic extremists, says a new governmental study. White Americans are a bigger domestic terror threat than Islamics? That's what they say now, folks. If you're white, if you're a Christian, if you believe in traditional marriage, if you believe in homeschool, you are absolutely the new, what, abused group? Hardcore minority? Yeah, persecution continues, huh? And increases. Churches, be warned. Gays will demand church weddings coming up soon. I'm going to say it again. Churches, beware. Be warned. Gays are going to demand weddings in your churches. We talked about an article and a new study out, The Mouth is Mightier Than the Pen, talking about when you can articulate and show your passion for something verbally, it makes a big difference in the hearts and minds of those around. The value of the spoken word. That's why we do talk radio, folks. Mr. Cruz wants an amendment to make the Supreme Court justices subject to elections. Do you support that? Ted Cruz says he stands for the Constitution, but every time I turn around, that sucker wants a new amendment. Cruz recalls how his father tried to join Castro's army. You cool with that? Remember, the founders said you got to be a natural-born citizen, which in my mind means mom and dad both must be citizens. The reason the founders put that in place was to avoid these foreign entanglements and avoid conflicting allegiance. Well, now that you find out that Cruz's dad wanted to join Castro's communist army, you kind of wonder, do you think Ted Cruz might be a little compromised too? I know Cruz isn't his father. I know his father claims that was years ago and he's changed his mind on things. But do you believe there might be a concerning tie for the president of the United States, huh? That's why the founders warned about that stuff, ladies and gentlemen. U.S. citizens are now signing a petition to ban the American flag and replace it with, wow, a pyramid to signify the New World Order. You ready to ban the United States flag, huh? Rush Limbaugh said that was next, and I submit to you their Bible and Christianity is their real target. That was a recap of the broadcast that just took place yesterday. It still is available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special section of your Roku player for the Liberty News Radio channel. Check it out, live and on demand, radio free. Also, live and on demand, radio free at libertyroundtable.com. Unique columnist content and more available there as well. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to donate and be part of the solution today. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You know, WorldNet Daily, I happen to like them. A lot of people like them, dislike them. Some people say they're for real. Some people say, oh, no, they're just as compromised as everybody else. I don't believe in any of that. I'm convinced that I just evaluate each issue one at a time. And I find that WorldNet Daily has a lot of very cogent, a lot of very unique news. And they've proven it again. The headline says this: Supreme Court made Obamacare unconstitutional, a case alleges, WorldNet Daily. So this case, Kurt, codifies what I've been saying since 2010. Remember, right when Obamacare came out, the government, meaning the president, and the Congress tried to say that it was not a tax. However, when it was challenged in 2012 or something like that, the Supremes said, well, it's a tax. And I criticized the court big time back in that day because I said, hey, you know what? If Congress says it's not a tax and you interpret it to be a tax, You can't change the law. You can just simply say that it's unconstitutional. Why? Because the bill originated in the Senate, and all taxing authority or all spending bills must originate in the House. Therefore, if it really is a tax and it didn't originate in the House, it's unconstitutional. And I said that from the get-go. And so the Supreme Court virtually made it unconstitutional is what my claim was. And a lot of people thought, well, Sam, you're right, but it'll never go anywhere. Sam, whatever. Now, a Supreme Court case says your tax idea court made Obamacare unconstitutional. It's a case before the court now. Will they take it? Don't know. Interesting, though, that it actually got wings, huh? Liberty Roundtable, live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So WorldNet Daily has an article out. Supreme Court made Obamacare unconstitutional. The bottom line is when the Supreme Court doubled down, called it a tax. Well, the bill started in the Senate, not the House. And all bills, according to the Constitution, that spend money must originate in the House. And so there you have it, Kurt. I've mentioned this for years. It's interesting. Now somebody's got a case before the courts. Ready for my next prediction, Kurt? Because I was right on this one. They're absolutely correct in their case. My prediction, though, is the court will leave it in limbo. the court won't answer the question. They'll say, well, by golly gee, that's a response Congress should make. And Congress will go, well, heck, that's something for the courts to decide. They're the ones that called it a tax. And you're going to be just like the 16th Amendment or just like the income tax. No one will respond whose responsibility it is. You see, you go to the Congress and you say, hey, man, the income tax is unconstitutional. And they're like, well, 16th Amendment was passed. Then you go to Red Beckman and others who proved it was never properly ratified and say, hey, we got the docs. So you go to court and they go, well, gee, that's a discussion for Congress. They're the one that passed the income tax. And you can't get any real traction for answers from anybody. And I submit to you that the next step in this, Kurt, is that's what will happen. The Supreme Court will say, I'm not going to take that case on. And so you're not going to see the light of day, even though this case before the Supreme Court's absolutely spot on when it comes to legalities in the law, Kurt, and the Constitution. Your thoughts?
Well, it reminds me a lot of the, Article 1, Section 10 clause where it says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. There's no change in the Constitution, never has been, and yet, people act like, well, that's not really there, you know. I mean, it reminds you of the, instance where in history, you remember about the emperor and, you know, somebody convinced him that if he just wore no clothes, of course, he told him it was such a fine outfit. You know, he was telling everybody he's in this new suit and really he had nothing on. That's, we're in this days of kind of crazy stuff, aren't we, Sam?
Yeah, good point. But anyway, there you have that. I predict it's a great case. I think it's spot on. But I have a feeling it's just going to get caught in what's called legal limbo, which means it'll go nowhere, Kurt. Just my take. We'll keep an eye on the ball just for you. But at least WorldNet Daily had the guts to report it. And if the mainstream press had the guts to report it, in other words, if these stories went viral, it'd be very hard for the courts to ignore them, Kurt. It's just that most folks won't ever even realize it happened. Never mind the fact that WorldNet Daily is one of the biggest new media services in the world. It's still going to have a hard time getting traction because the mainstream press gatekeepers are going to shut it down. They might even give a flash in the pan mention to it so they can say they covered it, but it won't be at all the drumbeat that the agenda-bending stories that they have before us will get. So there you have that. Rush Limbaugh's on the news, Kurt, and he says, get ready. Polygamy is the new gay movement. There's now no legal basis to stop it whatsoever. What do you think? You think that the gays are not going to push for polygamy?
Well, at least I believe his point is, if you open the doors for what has been opened to, then how do you say that anything else, really, basically, literally anything else is illegal? I mean,
how do they say it in the country, Kurt? The horse done left the barn, buddy?
I guess.
All right. Yeah, his point's well taken. However, I think he's a little bit naive, Kurt. Do you know what polygamy is, Kurt?
Yes. Well, as far as I understand, polygamy, at least the way I always understood it, was a man with more than one wife, right?
Yeah, that's old-fashioned, though, dude. That's biblical. You can't be having that garbage go on.
Oh, okay.
You know what it's going to be, don't you?
Well, I guess at least a picture I saw had two women and two men.
Yeah. It's going to be an anything goes. See, if it was really biblical, an idea where a man would literally marry two women, give them children, take care of them, it's pretty close to... Well, God has ordained both of those scenarios, one man, one woman marriages, and one man, multiple women marriages from time to time throughout history. Okay, they're not going to endorse anything God's ever endorsed, Kurt. So it's going to be the feminist movement. It's going to be one woman, multiple men. I can't remember what that's called. There's another term for it. Or it's going to be anything goes. Multiple men, multiple women, and kind of a group marriage thing. Whatever is against the laws of God, they're going to embrace. So I agree with Rush Limbaugh in the sense that the horse is done left the barn. They've opened the door and there's no way to back away and stop it. I use the term we've crossed the Rubicon to describe it back a couple of days ago when this story broke. Nevertheless, the point is, Kurt, they won't endorse any type of biblical possibilities. Never mind, they're not looking to God to find out if he sanctions a given idea or not in the first place. But what I'm saying is anything perverted that mocks the true order of God and the true plan of salvation that God has set forward for his children. Anything that violates that, mocks that, perverts that, then they'll embrace it, Kurt. Anything that could possibly make some sense, they're not going to embrace. So I don't think polygamy's next, Kurt. I think that mixed up marriages are next. One woman, a bunch of men, multiple men, multiple women, that kind of stuff will be the order of the day. Just my take. What do you think?
Well, it seems to me that what you'd have, I mean, you really, like you said, I guess you could say mixed up marriage is probably a word. You know, it's intended, at least the intent of the evil one, in my opinion, is to, well, completely obliterate that kind of thing and to make good evil and evil good. And well, I think he's a hard worker when it comes
to... You got that right. Now, I will say this. If they can if they can embrace polygamy, one man, multiple women marriages, to show how evil men are, then they might do it. So what they might do is they might promote these type of marriages, and they might trot out the evil man in an effort to demonize manhood, to demonize fatherhood, to demonize everything you and I might hold dear. They might trot that out temporarily so that they can get the next perversion level obtained. That may be. But in terms of polygamy being endorsed as an appropriate lifestyle or whatever. Now, look, I'm not a polygamist. I don't believe in polygamy. I do believe God has enabled polygamy from time to time biblically. I understand that. But as far as I understand from my church leaders, which I believe to be prophets of God, and I believe the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is led by Jesus Christ himself, and he revealed his secrets to his servants, the prophets. In other words, the prophets are the mouthpiece for God on the earth, as it has been in all times, if you will. I would submit to you that God says, thou shalt have one man and one woman marriages. And God can, you know, give commandments or guidance to his children on an ongoing basis. It's called modern revelation. That's what I personally believe in. So I don't believe in polygamy. I don't really want to throw people in jail over their marital choices. A lot of people are now saying, let's get government out of marriage entirely. And, you know, marriage has been a religious family organization for forever. And it's only in recent times when government, especially at the federal level, has even been involved in it, Kurt. So they've got a valid point to some degree there as well. All right, Puerto Rico's in the news, Kurt, and it turns out that Puerto Rico is facing a historic $72 billion default coming up, says USA Today. And they say Greece will default to the International Monetary Fund tomorrow, government official says. What do you think? Is that going to happen? Are we going to have Greece fail and Puerto Rico fail simultaneously, sir?
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, these central bankers, these, you know, fiat money system guys, they basically are really surprised when, hey, this fiat system doesn't work. You know, I mean, it's like the kids of today say, duh.
Time will tell. We're told the economy is fantastic and on the rebound. How can that be when Puerto Rico and Greece are both about to fail? The question is, do you think they'll really let them fail, or is this just another scare tactic, huh? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
This half hour is brought to you by the Good Guys. ThePowerMall.com. Do business with the Good Guys. Products everywhere. I'm telling you right now, the Power Mall, we appreciate them and their support. What is the Power Mall, you may ask? It's Joyce Riley's mall to support her radio program. The Power Hour. And as a result, Joyce has been supporting other talk shows with the finances as well. And we're grateful for her leadership, for her involvement, and for her financial support. She does business with us and advertises through us. We hope you help with the Power Mall specials. We're talking about Strauss Heart Drops and other products, 10% off. We're talking about Gary Knoll products and books, 10% off. We're talking about the red stuff, the green stuff, muscle stuff, and more. We're talking about Dr. Group Colon Cleanse. And they got hemp seed oil, hemp powder. It's all available now, folks. They got the book Coconut Oil Miracle by Bruce Fife. Why in the world are they spraying DVD? What in the world are they spraying? Aerosol Crimes, a.k.a. chemtrails. Chemtrail fact sheets are available as well. All right, check it all out. You got the Sun Air purifiers, normally $650, $100 off, $549. All right, tell thepowermall.com why you came. Say, Sam and Kurt sent me, and do your very best to get involved and support the Good Guys. Saying No to Vaccine book is available. Vaccination is not immunization. And there's a vaccine safety manual and more. Get a hold of that. Anyway, great stuff. ThePowerMall.com. So Puerto Rico facing historic
default.
By the
way, real quick before we go, there, you and I have actually been to the Power Mall, not just online.
You're right. We went there online and we went there in person, Kurt.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, you'll find if you, well, you're going to have a hard time finding better people to talk to, you know, I mean, unless you... Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, there's some great customer service people we met and, you know, find people that care for your order to make sure that you've, well, you're satisfied right there. And You know, we appreciate you considering that. We know you have a lot of places to consider when it comes to those hard-earned dollars you got.
But we want you to put your money to the good guys.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I like Joyce Riley's phrase, do business with the good guys too, Kurt. Because it really points out that we need to vote with our dollars. It points out that you can do business with those who support our talk shows. We syndicate Joyce Riley's talk show as well. Genesis produces it, but we also air it back at a different time so that more listeners can hear. LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check it out. We carry her show. We carry Vincent Finelli's USA Prepares. We carry Chris Ann Hall, the Chris Ann Hall Show. We carry the Michael Rivero Show. We carry John Stattmiller's The National Intel Report, John Moore's program, The Liberty Man. I'm just telling you, all kinds of cool stuff available at libertynewsradio.com. All right, hey, Kurt, so Puerto Rico and Greece, are they both going to really default? You think they'll let it happen?
Well, you know, Sam, let's just ask this question. What if it did happen? At least in my opinion, what you've got with the whole Greece deal is you've got the euro, you know, this thing where they were basically trying to force all these kind of countries to be together in what they called the European Union. So they'd be kind of a large trading bloc or a large, this is all intended, ladies and gentlemen, to move countries from being sovereign countries to, you know, basically a world order where you're...
Now, let me stop you and say sovereign, solvent countries, right?
Yeah, good point. But, you know, I mean, imagine if the people of Greece just said, look, hey, there's a thing called the United States Constitution, and they don't really use it over there. We might as well, you know, put this thing into effect here. I mean, there's a history that they had for about 100 years or so of... really some pretty impressive stuff, and we could just use it here and have our own free country here. And I mean, we could
have asset-based currencies of constitutional gold and silver.
Just imagine, you know, the kind of stuff they,
you know, what would happen if that occurred, don't you, Kurt?
Well,
Greece would become the economic engine envy of the world, sir. That's what would happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, they could do it, you know. And the, you know, then you take the Dominican Republic.
Before you go to the Dominican Republic, Kurt, you know they could do it. You're right. And did you know we could do that, too?
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't want to tell Congress, you know. I mean.
Yeah, no, the Dominican?
Well, the Dominican Republic, you know, the sad part there, at least in my opinion, is that they've been kind of like those hogs. You know, they've realized that, hey, there's that free corn, you know, coming from Congress and all that kind of stuff. And so, and you know, you see this in some people's lives as well, when they get the free credit cards coming their way or whatever, and they realize, hey, man, let me just declare bankruptcy, and then you start all over and you get more cash. And, you know, but really, ladies and gentlemen, countries, nations, I mean, counties, cities, states, towns, peoples have got to understand that there is, well, like the scripture says, the borrower is servant to the lender, Sam.
You got that right. The globalists that are control freaks certainly are trying to make that happen everywhere. And if you don't play ball, they want to crush you. There's truth to that. Now, there's an interesting news piece that I saw a couple of days ago, and I haven't had a chance to get to it, but I want to talk about it now, Kurt. Headline says, two charged in flag removal at Capitol. And if you didn't see the headline on this, but what happened is a protester climbed a 30-foot flagpole and removed the Confederate battle flag from its perch outside the South Carolina House on Saturday. Now, it turns out the lady was arrested, Kurt, and the flag was eventually replaced, okay? Now, the cops said that the protester was an African-American woman. Now, she was halfway up the flagpole when a state capitol policeman ordered her to come down. Now, the authorities said the woman who was wearing climbing gear ignored the command. She continued to climb to the top of the flag, unhooked and removed the flag. Then she descended and came on down. Now, an officer from the Bureau of Protective Services. Did you know we had a Bureau of Protective Services, Kurt?
I guess that's a South Carolina entity, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Anyway, it turned out that it was a black lady with a white male assisting her, Kurt.
Wow. You know, so this was a mixed race opportunity, huh?
I guess so, yeah. And I don't really understand. Now, I guess I don't even know how to say her name, okay? So I'm not even going to try. But nevertheless, her and this black lady and this white guy got this done. Now, here's what I don't understand. What happens if you don't obey a command, Kurt, if you don't comply when they tell you to do something? What do they do to you, buddy?
Well, isn't that where the phrase taser
kind
of comes in?
That's my point. Now, they just let this lady climb the rest of the way up, unhook that dude, and come on all down peaceful-like.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he didn't whip out his gun and say, come down now or I'm going to shoot you. He didn't taser off the pole or anything. He just said, hey, ma'am, would you come on down? She's like, uh-uh. Don't think so. Not this time, cop. Mm-mm. Okay, now the other thing that I find interesting is really you got a black dude and a white chick, or I mean a black chick and a white dude hanging out, and they got climbing gear on, dude. They're just like rolling around that place, and no one really realizes until they're halfway up the flagpole. And then they peacefully let them continue before they arrest them, Kurt. Do you believe it really went down as we're being told, Kurt? I don't think so.
You know, if I were the people in South Carolina, I wouldn't really worry too much if some silly people wanted to come and climb up the flag and the flagpole and take it down, because I just, you know, probably put it back up. You
now,
know?
Kurt,
I
they mean, were charged with defacing a monument.
Okay. Well,
now, let me tell you the rest of the story, because this is where I think that the story kind of gets even more interesting. It's a misdemeanor, Kurt, they got charged with that carries up to a $5,000 fine and up to a prison term of 3 years in jail.
That's a misdemeanor?
I guess so. It's a pretty hardcore misdemeanor, but that's what they say.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's interesting, though. About the time, and we're not going to get an exact time on this, okay? We're just going to tell you about the time she was getting arrested. This lady sent a statement to the media, to the news media, by email. We removed the flag today because we can't wait any longer. We cannot continue like this another day, the statement said. It's time for a new chapter. We're serious about dismantling white supremacy. We want to talk about this. Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so let me get this narrative straight and see if you buy it, Kurt. This black chick's hanging out, man, by the state capitol. And she's got climbing gear on, dude. And she's hanging out with a white dude. And then all of a sudden, she runs over to the flagpole and starts climbing that dude. The cop sees her climbing it. She gets about halfway up, and he says, "Hey, y'all ought to come down from there." She's like, "Uh-uh, ain't gonna do it." So she climbs up to the top of the flagpole. The cop just, like, chills. She unhooks the flag, commits a misdemeanor right in front of him. She climbs on down, and the flag's down. And then she somehow, like, takes off and gets on her email. And then she just sent a press release to the media saying, "We can't go another day like this. We got to stop white supremacists," where we are sincere about dismantling white supremacy and building towards true racial justice and equality. Anyway, she gets this email off to the mainstream press. Then she gets arrested. Now, a lot of the folks that want to get rid of the flag say, "Well, we created an opening to resolve a divisive issue. Leave the flag down." But no, it's against the law to have the flag down in South Carolina. So they put the flag up within an hour. The flag in Columbia, which flies near the Confederate monument on the grounds of the state house, is protected by state law. Now, I guess this is a big old debate, but what I find fascinating is, do you really believe the narrative that a black chick hanging out with a white dude dressed in climbing gear went up the flag, didn't get tased, didn't get shut down for violating a direct order, somehow she got off the flag pole, she didn't get arrested on the spot, the cop just kind of chilled, let her get out her laptop or her cell phone or whatever she's doing, either a pre-created press release or write one up, whatever the case may be, send that sucker to the media, and then, we're going to nab you right after you get that thing out to the media. Do you believe all this, Kurt? Or do you believe we're being played for a sucker in a setup?
Well,
I mean, think about the parameters to what just happened.
You know, the interesting part is, at least one of the most interesting parts is, I don't think that the mainstream, the big boys, you know, CBS, NBC, etc., whatever, have even talked about it, you know.
I saw it all over the place for a day or two.
Did you? Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
And that's kind of why I bring it up, it's fascinating. What are the chances of you even being able to walk around with climbing gear? A black chick and a white dude hanging out, Kurt, and somebody not even noticing it until you're already halfway up the pole.
It is
Hey, do you see that black chick over there wearing climbing gear? The white dude's with her? What's up with that? You don't think that would attract attention? But don't worry, they got all the way to the flagpole. She got halfway up. Now, what are those likelihood of the cops saying, "Hey, come down from there," and she defies a direct order, and he just like, "All right, I'll eat my donuts till you come down then." And then she gets down, and then it's not even an arrest then. "Hey, ma'am, you can't do that." Gets on her email, buddy.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, I'm just telling you, it isn't as we're told, my friend. I promise you.
Oh, Sam, I mean, you mean the media's not telling the whole story? I just don't understand that.
I say it's bogus. Now, while that's going on.
First time in history.
Well, that's going on in South Carolina. You got a bunch of whacked out folks in California getting played for suckers by their legislature and governor down there, Kurt. Controversial new California bill says no kid exempt from vaccines for religious beliefs. Did you see this? California has passed an important and controversial new bill which mandates that all children should be vaccinated to attend school regardless of their parents' personal or religious beliefs. The gauntlet's been thrown down, Kurt. If your kids are going to go to government school in California, they will be vaccinated, my friend. You got that? And why do we keep an eye on California? We know they're whacked
good,
out.
Sam, you know, and I mean, you know, that's where, I mean, Michelle's lunch menu, et cetera, it's on the menu. You can't eat the wrong stuff. You can't do the wrong things. I mean, we're pro-choice in America, Sam. I mean, don't you know that?
Yeah. You can choose to take vaccines or you can choose to take vaccines.
Yeah. I mean, you got two choices. Huh?
Well, what I find fascinating about this, though, is we keep an eye on California, even though they're whacked out as all get out. But usually the way, however California goes, so goes the nation, Kurt. They seem to be a, what do they call that, a bellwether? Is that what it is? For the nation.
I'd call it something else now.
What would you call it, Kurt?
I mean, you know, in my opinion, California is a place that's just, it's like a business that's shutting down on, you know, kind of.
Yeah, but isn't that the whole nation going that way, Kurt?
Well, you got places like, well, like where we live, where, you know, people are cruising there just because.
Yeah, they're 20 years behind California. It's a coming, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but you're right.
But you've got these, I guess you could say, enclaves where people's like family kind of type folks are saying, hey, I want out of the gangs, you know, neighborhoods. I want out of the high tax or higher taxing states. You know, I talked to one individual just recently and they were like, well, I mean, we're going from California to Nevada and it's kind of nice because at least they don't have a, you know, income tax, a state income tax.
Yeah, they just got prostitution and gambling, but hey.
Well, I know, but I mean, at least, you know, when you talk about the states that do better, at least economically, you look at states without the higher taxes. That's where people want to roll.
Yep, less regulation, lower taxes.
New York, they're leaving New York, heading places like Texas, et cetera.
Good point.
And there are room in those places. Now, you know, what the place people in those other places, you know, states, North Dakota, you know, et cetera, wherever they are, they've got to be strong and they've got to stand for what's right or else those incomers will typically want to kind of mess things up.
You're right about that. Well, hopefully we can keep taxes low, keep regulation at bay, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Kurt, there's census, you know, I don't know when it comes out, but I think it was like 5 years ago, right? 2010? Is that when the census happened, Kurt? Anyway,
yeah, one of those numbers.
They're still reporting details from the census, Kurt. And the census now says more minority children than whites. More whites dying than being born. So the white race, as they violate the commandments of God, are turning their backs on the multiply and replenish the earth idea that has never been rescinded, Kurt. I think it's a tragedy. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm cool for everybody to have children. I think that God meant for man and woman to get together and have children. I think that's part of the plan, God's plan. I think it's a blessing. But I'm telling you that the census proves that the white folks just aren't having babies, Kurt.
So they're minorities?
Well, that all depends on how you define all that, Kurt. But yeah, they're becoming minorities quickly, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're getting themselves a minority.
And I would submit,
at least if you're a minority, you get more kind of, you know,
Special treatment.
Oh, so yeah. I guess what they're doing is trying to get themselves some special treatment, maybe.
Well, I got a better idea, Kurt. What if you get yourself some special treatment from the almighty author of liberty? And what if you have children
that
as he's invited us to
idea.
Do? And what if we just turn to him and obey his commandments and and pray for his blessings and work hard to do as he asks us to do and embrace liberty and invite children to the earth and have one man, one woman marriages and just bust out and stand up and see who can give us the best treatment of all, Kurt.
That is a great idea.
Oh, just thinking about that. I mean, I'd rather have God's wonderful treatment than government's, that's for sure. Anyway, I just find it sad that, you know, Americans, especially the white race, has been so guilt-tripped into, so abused about, hey, there's too many people on the planet or whatever, modern manipulate, hey, it's bad for women to get pregnant and some evil man must have knocked them up or something idea, instead of realizing that it's a blessing from God. We've fallen for this lie, Kurt, and we're not even replacing ourselves anymore. It's sad to see. Don't get me wrong. I'm telling you that all races should multiply and replace the earth. I don't. When God said multiply and replace the earth, I don't think he said if you're a white racist, do that. Otherwise, don't. I don't think he said do that if you're not a white racist either. Just do that if you're, you know. He said to all people, all of his children, hey, multiply and replace the earth, and that's never been rescinded that I know of, Kurt. All right, the watchdogs in the news, the IRS, the workers mistakenly, Kurt, I'm going to say that again, mistakenly erased Tea Party emails, Kurt. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a big mistake, aren't you, Sam? I mean, the IRS wouldn't do something on purpose that would, you know, make it so that, you know, they wouldn't have the records that were necessary, et cetera. I mean, you know, because everybody's watching the watchdogs, right?
We already know that Lois got off scot-free, Kurt.
Yeah.
We also know that Hillary doesn't have to turn over her emails either. Mm-hmm. There's no accountability for any of this stuff, Kurt. So,
well,
I mean, it doesn't matter that they mistakenly erased or intentionally erased. What difference does it make? There's no accountability, Kurt, in the system.
The only accountability is that if people really get involved and decide that, hey, this party is over and, you know, let's bring back America as it's supposed to be, then, hey, there would be accountability. But
good point.
You know, there's time for a 4th of July celebration coming up, Sam, and I mean, we got to get the fireworks, right?
Amen to that. Now, by the way, I just want to make one point clear. There may not be worldly accountability. There will be accountability by the Almighty. I can promise you that. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. You want to turn any phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. Turn any phone into a radio today. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website with live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved today. We the people can restore America. This nation shall endure.